Hello there, welcome back. Listen, last week we had an amazing response to my first true crime commentary. Words can't explain. I really do appreciate the comments that we had and the support we're getting for this commentary. I want to ask a favor of you also, though, is I want you to invite somebody, perhaps right now, pick up the phone and say, hey, tune in, listen to this. This is really good stuff. I want you to listen to the House of Mystery on KKNW and listen to Steve's commentary. Just take a minute and let somebody know. You know, invite somebody to listen in, if you will. Okay, tonight we will continue with the second part of how do detectives know when someone is lying to them. Last week we covered a few things. We're going to cover some more and wrap up the second part here. Let's talk about briefly the narrative answer format to questioning. Now, when you ask an open-ended question, and most of the time that's what you want to do, there are the occasions where you want to pinpoint an answer and you want a yes or no answer, but when you're asking an open-ended question, typically what you will get from the person who is answering you is 20 to 30% of that will be introduction, or they're going to prep what they're saying to you. The other 35 to 65% is the main context of what they're going to tell you, and the remaining 20 to 40% is going to be the conclusion or the wrap-up of what they've told you. Now, the importance of all that is, if one section is far, far longer, you may be being fed a lot of false information. On the other hand, if one of those sections is far shorter, a lot of information, a lot of details that may have linked them to the crime or incident may have been left out. So a lot more information than required, or a lot less of information that they gave you based on those rough percentages. All right, now let's take the last few remaining minutes of this commentary and discuss some random lying indicators. Now again, I've said this in the first show, you can't hang your hat on one, two, even three or four, perhaps, indicators. You need a cluster. You might need some verbal indicators, some body language indicators, some eye indicators. You want a cluster. Do not ever hang your hat on one indicator. All right, well, let's talk about the first one. Let's talk about invoking God or religion. If someone invokes God or religion into their answers when their religion is not a matter of involvement in the incident, what I mean there is, if this is not a crime of hate based on religion, or a church is not involved, and they just randomly say, look, I swear to God I didn't, or with God as my witness, I didn't do that. If there's no reason to be discussing religion, and they invoke God or religion into their answer, you may be being lied to. Now, they also may give you non-committal answers. For instance, they may say, well, I think, best I can remember, I guess, maybe, perhaps. Now, you must keep in mind, however, that they may actually not remember. You know, just because somebody can't remember doesn't mean they're guilty of what you're questioning them about. Again, this is just one indicator. Okay, they may also go on attack when you're asking them questions, especially if you're getting real close to them or getting close to the truth. Why are you asking me such stupid questions? This is a waste of my time. They start attacking in that manner. Another thing they may do is repeat the question back to you in their answer. For instance, did you steal the money? And then they look at you and say, did I steal the money? No, I did not steal the money. That's an indicator. Repeating the question back to you is an indicator of a lie. Perhaps they will give you a mid-sentence jump. Now, what is a mid-sentence jump? It's when they answer the question, but they very abruptly try to change the course of your investigation or the course of what you're asking. For instance, you ask them, did you steal the money? They answer, no, I did not steal that money. By the way, that's a nice shirt. Where did you get that? That's a mid-sentence jump. If they do that, again, an indicator that you're not being told the truth. If you ask a question that requires a yes or a no answer, listen to their answer no. Listen how they answer no. If they say no after a hesitation, that's an indicator of a lie. If they say no and look away, that's an indicator of a lie. If they say no in a singing manner, for instance, no, I did not, that's an indicator of lying. Okay, they may also groom themselves while they're talking to you or answering a question. For instance, if it's a female and she does her makeup, pulls out and does some lipstick, does some hairspray, or if it's a male and combs his hair or straightens his tie, that's an indicator that you're being lied to. Another thing that a liar may do is what we call deflection. They want to deflect the line of questioning. So, for instance, if you say, "Did you steal the money?" and they reply back, "Steal the money? Why would I do that?" All right, now these are just some of the indicators. And again, in 10 minutes, we don't have a lot of time to go over everything. But I wanted to give you some indicators and some information to go on. If you would like more information, you may purchase my book, How to Catch a Liar. It's available on Amazon, Kindle, Books a Million, and Barnes & Noble. I also want to invite you to check out my website. We have a new program, a new seminar, a two-hour seminar that we're giving across the country on forensics for the true crime fan. And this is a really different type of seminar, and it's centered to people who are fans of true crime television or true crime radio shows. This is basically a behind-the-scenes forensic seminar. We discuss such things as fingerprints, ballistics, gunshot residue, crime scene profiling, serial killers. We discuss blood spatter. We even delve into forensic psychology and anthropology. We'll discuss crime scene processing and how that's done. We spend a little bit of time talking about the CSI effect. We'll go over evidence and how evidence is collected. And we'll even talk about insect evidence. And there's a lot more as well. If you want to, just go to my website, www.stephendavidlampley.com, and click on the forensic seminar and get some information. Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate your support, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a good evening.